The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Hey, as we record this show, Hurricane Helene is a Category 3. She'll be making landfall around 7 o'clock tonight down on the big, I guess they call it the Big Bow, down there on the panhandle of Florida and where it meets up with Alabama. And our thoughts and prayers go out to all those folks that are going to have to be dealing with storm surge up to 20 feet, and certainly this is death-defying stuff here. So our thoughts and prayers go out to everyone who's listening to this podcast ahead of time. Whenever I see something like this, the first thing I think of, and by the way, it appears the Coast Guard and everyone has been associated with that because they've already declared this a natural disaster or disaster area. It's amazing, the trucks. I mean, the Corps of Engineers, I mean, they've got 100 trucks with gasoline, everything. They've done a wonderful job. It's a little easier when you have hurricanes because you know they're coming. And you could put things in order and you could see that happening as it goes, as opposed to a tornado that happens overnight and just, you know. So I will give credit where credit is due, and it appears that they've done a pretty good job through this thing. But then again, it took a Hurricane Katrina to realize that, you know, you can't be overprepared for something like this. But it does affect our food, it does affect our water, it does affect everything. And I would love to get your thoughts, since you are the CEO of the Heart of Alabama Food Bank, and how it affects food banks and things like that when you are hit with natural disasters.
Yeah, one of the big things people don't realize is one of the key roles that we play is for disaster relief. We have a couple of aisles of water, palletized water, and shelf-stable food. And so whether it's a hurricane, so you can have a hurricane, tornado, and all those natural disasters. And we respond oftentimes before FEMA even hits the ground with their relief. You know, we're on the ground having dispensed water and food and all of those kind of things. Which makes a huge difference when the storm passes through and then your whole world's been turned upside down and you look around and there's no food, there's no water, there's no, you know, nothing's open. It's just part of dealing with the disaster. And, you know, if we can be there to help support people during those times, I think it's a very important aspect of what we do. One of the things we're doing here even is we found ourselves with a little bit more storage space. So I reached out to Feeding America because what they do is they put a lot of meals for disaster relief and they store them at different food banks.
Okay.
And so we're talking about up to 10 tractor trailer loads of supplies that they are going to store here and that we kind of serve as a hub. And what happens with that is, they will call us and say, hey, we're sending a truck to get X, Y, and Z or whatever. But we inventory it, we monitor it, we store it. When it gets to the point that it needs to transition out of the system, the advantage for us at that time is then they typically just donate that food to us. Yeah. And then we can put it out in our normal channels, not as it transitions out of disaster relief. But a lot of people don't understand but that's one of the roles of Feeding America, one of the roles of the food bank. I will tell you, no less than 3 or 4 times a year, we get calls for water because a local water supply is contaminated 2 times in one of our counties. Whenever it floods there very commonly, and 2 times a year ago, it affected their water distribution. So we had to take trucks of fresh water over there, and of course, it's no cost or anything. And then we went to another county, a road had collapsed, and where it collapsed just happened to damage their water supply lines. And then just last week, we got a call because, again, they were testing their local water. They were concerned about some contaminants. And so what do we do? And they call us, and that's what we do. It's a very important role. But it's one of those things that if you're not in the business, you know, before that, I didn't think about, well, when a city needs water, what do? Do they just go buy it themselves? And sometimes that's the case.
Yeah.
But lots of times you're a city, you may have resources, but you're not contracted with a trucking company and all the water and all that. And just a matter, if they call me right now, I would take a truck, load it up with water. And really the only time outside of travel time to get there is how long it takes us to load up a truck of water, and we could drive it down to the coast or whatever we need to do.
Yeah.
And to that end, I will say this. One of the great things about Feeding America is mission and the food banks, even though we're all independent, we are all very supportive of one another. So all it takes is a food bank saying, hey, we need some help here. So that it looked like it was going right through Tallahassee. We're familiar with Tallahassee's food bank and even anticipate something going out over the network that just saying, hey, we've hit a lot of places. We need water. We need this. And you'll see food banks tripping over themselves to get supplies down there in support of the food banks, but also just because that's where our heart and mind is supporting people in need. And you don't, of course, you don't like to see it. It's interesting that lots of times it takes a tragedy like that to put somebody who may have all the money in the world, but when their home on the beach is washed away and there's no electricity for 200 miles, the roads are closed, they're trapped. For that moment, they're helpless.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, real quick, because we talk about, we don't want to make this too long, but I think this is really interesting. Can you talk about the differences between raising awareness and providing food and water for the needy through a natural disaster as opposed to a man-made one? And the only reason I bring this up is, we did a Mission Minded here a few minutes ago. We were talking about how blessed that our families are and how pretty much everyone in this country is blessed to some extent. If you're hungry, you can find a meal. What's happening in the Russia situation, in that war, in the Gaza Strip, where there's just millions and millions of people that are on the cusp of starvation just because they can't get food in. And I realize this is a political thing and there are moves, but I always think it seems like we always do a lot more when it's a man-made or natural disaster as opposed to a man-made one, just because we can't control that. And because of that, we're going to have a lot more natural disasters. I mean, we know that's coming. When you just look at the weather the last 10 years, it's getting worse and worse every year.
It's kind of built into our process with the disaster relief. That's exactly what we're thinking about. We know, hey, we'll do some small help here and there, but when we say disaster relief, we're thinking hurricane. We get tornadoes every year in Alabama. Not uncommon to catch remnants of a hurricane. Sometimes it punches us right in the face. We're going to be spared, I think. A little bit of Alabama on the east side is going to be get a lot of rain. Those are the kind of things that are kind of baked in, and we kind of know that we support that. And so when you get into some of those other things, thankfully, we don't experience much war.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you could have, riots and all those kind of things, like what they call it, National Guard situations, where it's man-made disasters and or you could have homeless crisis where, and depending on where they are, depending on what facilities they have or don't have, I mean, it can be a sanitary crisis, And so the bottom line is the network makes itself available to local volunteer. We have a state volunteer organization for active disaster relief. We partner up. We work well together. We don't get into the politics of it. The bottom line is we have this here, and it's for the crisis. Anybody in government ask us for their support, whether that be city government, county government. We're going to lend it to them if we can do it. That's just kind of a position we all come from.
This is Bite by Bite.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.